I could have gone in even to Antarctica only to get out of that hell place where we've been there.
These sentiments of the Danicheski family echoed the feelings of thousands of others who'd been moved from camp to camp, waiting with their lives on hold for years. The International Refugee Organisation, set up in 1947, assumed responsibility for the welfare of European displaced persons. This organisation took over all manner of buildings able to house these refugees in Germany, Austria, Switzerland and Italy. They used former military barracks, schools, factories and even former concentration camps. Resettlement agreements were made with a number of countries willing to take DP migrants. Until people were processed, they continued to live in a camp environment. The IRO found its greatest issue was a desperate shortage of ships to transport migrants. Any vessel that could be kept afloat was pulled back into service and leased to the IRO. Former supply ships, troop ships, aircraft carriers, even vessels set to be scrapped were reconditioned, re-registered and refurbished. People and families who'd satisfied the requirements, passed the mandatory medical checks and who were accepted for Australia were moved, usually by train, to transit camps close to shipping ports in Naples in Italy and later Bremerhaven, Germany and Trieste, northern Italy. Countries willing to resettle these people included the United States of America, Canada, several South American countries, New Zealand and Australia. The largest queues were for the United States. Everyone knew America. The wait was long for America and the selection criteria very specific. America wanted professional people, people with qualifications, but they didn't want families and offered no accommodation. Canada appealed to many. Its snow and its forests reminded people of Northern Europe, but work was offered in isolated places, and again, Canada did not welcome dependents. South America was another choice. People who migrated there later told that once on shore, there were no supports offered to the new settlers to get started. And Australia. Australia? Where was that? Was it a civilised country? Few of the people waiting in the DP camps had any knowledge of Australia. To them, Australia was a place about as far as they could travel from war-weary Europe. And Australia wanted families. It wanted workers, labourers, wives, young children to swell the population of an empty country. The Gorney family wanted to go to America, but America didn't want families, as Lydia and her sister Xenia remember.
They wouldn't take us.
Why?
See, father was in his 50s and we were minors. And the thing is that countries wanted labour. People who could work. Whereas he was in his 50s, he had four minors, so if he died or something happened to him, they'd be stuck. There was no breadwinner, you see. His life expectancy at that time wasn't that long. So he had a lot of support from his ex-naval friends in America, Chile, Brazil, Argentina, you name it, Canada, guaranteeing work and accommodation, but we could never get a visa.
So
Australia was the last resort. Thank God! Can you imagine having to live in Chile?
Oh my God.
The conditions there politically. So Australia was the last resort, and Australia was looking for large families with a lot of children. We had no problem getting into Australia.
So tell me about the trip over. Do you remember the boat?
Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
It was the Nelly. It was its second voyage out with migrants. We were an early lot of arrivals, and it was an ex-freighter, so there's no comforts at all. Men and women, men were separated from women and children in different holds. There were open holds, several hundred in a hold.
Like cattle?
In two-tier bunks. I even have an idea that there were three, but I don't think it was possible. Somehow I keep thinking three.
Because you were little, probably.
Well, I wasn't that little. I was 13. But they were very close together. They'd be about that close. And, basic. Very basic. Very hot because it was August, crossing the equator. I remember at one stage Summer got permission to sleep on the deck. Mm. Some slept, you know, you have one exit from the hold, and where the air comes in, people slept on the metal ground to get the air, you know, when it was really unbearable. So,
do you remember anything about the boat?
Well, all I remember is running around the boat.
Because you were only eight, weren't you?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And watching, you know, the waves from the back of the boat, rear of the boat. I don't remember very much at all.
What about food on the boat?
Food was, well, the crew was mostly Italian. So most of it was spaghetti, pasta. I remember eating mostly pasta, and the only other thing that I enjoyed was stewed prunes. I can't remember anything else at all. I can't remember any fruit except that we got, well, us teenage girls got to into contact with a couple of the kitchen hands, Mario 1 and Mario 2. And they used to hand us oranges occasionally through the, you know, porthole from the kitchen so nobody would see. Well, that was about the only fruit I can remember.
Goodness.
Yeah, I think they were two Mario cousins.
Did you have school on board?
No, nothing. No, and no activities, nothing organized at all. They had a dance. I remember once they had a dance and there was competition for the prettiest girl on the boat, and I remember she got a handbag. I remember that. And there was a ceremony crossing the equator.
I remember that.
We got hosed down with seawater and given a certificate, and because a lot of people didn't want to be hosed down with seawater.
Yeah.
And I volunteered, I went so they wouldn't drag me, they'd bodily drag you, you know.
Really?
The boys. So I went, had my christening, got my certificate, changed into my nice white shorts, and the devils dragged me through again. I was so upset because it ruined my shorts.
They had the chappie dressed as Neptune, didn't
yeah,
he?
That's with
a
right.
Pitchfork and whatever.
Yeah, well, he tried very hard to look like Neptune. But did you have it was fun.
Did you have many clothes and things with you?
No, we had very little with us. Well, you couldn't take a lot of luggage anyhow. I think there was, I remember Father made, I've got one of the suitcases, he made plywood.
We had a couple of
plywood suitcases.
Did you have toys or anything like that?
I didn't.
Being younger?
I think that all
You've
we
still
brought,
got the doll, haven't
all
you?
All we brought over was my first doll, real doll that I received when I was eight, and it's sort of plastic, isn't it? What does
Has
it mean?
She got arms missing or something?
She's got legs missing at the moment because they're there somewhere. I can't.
Yeah,
find
I don't.
It.
I yes. didn't.
But
have
she
any
was.
Toys.
I was thrilled to bits when I got the doll.
Yeah,
that
was
yeah.
in Germany.
Lydia Gorney and her sister Xenia. Background information from the book "We Came with Nothing" by Anne Synan.